Well, we are to the point in the year where school is ended or will be ending shortly, right?
Yeah,
in most districts.
Yeah, it's kind of a murky area.
Yeah, it's like exam time, right?
Yeah, definitely
now,
exam time.
Do you know why kids are off in the summer?
I assumed it was because of the heat.
Yeah.
The oppressive heat.
I guess I always thought that it just always was that way.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, we always just had school off in
summer,
the summer.
Yeah, right. But no, actually.
Oh, no,
The origins of the summer holiday break are often believed to be rooted in agriculture and the idea that children were needed to assist with planting and harvesting crops.
Oh, okay.
That's what a lot of people think. But that's actually not
true. That's not true. Okay.
Kids in rural agricultural areas were actually most needed in the spring when most crops had to be planted and in the fall when crops were harvested and sold. And historically, many attended school in the summer when there was comparatively less need for them to be there on the farm helping out.
So summer, winter is when they would be in school. Spring and fall is the busy time,
right.
I see.
Meanwhile, kids that lived in urban areas, they were in school all year long, summers included.
Oh.
School was pretty much open year-round, but it wasn't mandatory at the time.
No?
Yeah.
Just come and go whenever
children
you
just
want.
Came when they could. When they could.
Okay.
You know. So in 1842, New York City schools were open for 248 days a year. That's a lot more than the current, like, 180 days that they're open
now. Yeah, right, yeah.
And Philadelphia actually topped New York with a reported 251.5 days they were open. That's almost the whole, I mean, that's
it's just weekend, just weekends right. off, I think,
pretty
right?
much, yeah.
Wow.
In the days before air conditioning, schools and entire cities could be sweltering places during
sure.
the hot summer months.
Oh.
Air conditioning wasn't invented until 1902, and it would be additional decades before most people had ready access to it. So many upper-class families would leave the city for cooler climates in the Northeast
sure.
during the summer, and as such, schools would cancel their summer sessions due to low daily attendance.
So did your school have air conditioning back in the day?
No. I don't think so.
I think I think maybe the high school did, the middle school did, and something like that. But when it gets really hot in the classroom, you can't focus.
Yeah,
it is tough. I mean, it's the last place you want to be to begin with.
Right, especially when it's nice out.
Right, and summer's almost here, and you're sweating, and you can't focus. Yeah.
Yep. And as train travel became more affordable, middle-class families followed similar patterns, keeping their children home during the hottest months of the year or just going away for summer vacations.
Sure, sure.
By the late 19th century, school reformers started pushing for standardization of the school calendar across urban and rural areas. They're kind of on different schedules.
Yeah.
As individual schools merged into school districts and bureaucracies emerged to manage the newly formed school districts, school leaders and politicians identified a need to standardize calendars across regions.
Mm.
This standardization was related to the emerging tax structures, laws around compulsory education, so they were making it mandatory, as well as a general sentiment that school should be an essential component of American childhood.
Sure.
Legislators started arguing that kids should get summers off since schools were pretty much empty at that time anyway, and most schools were canceling their classes anyways.
Sure.
So additionally, many school leaders advocated for breaks so that students and teachers could rest their brains. Gotta rest those brains.
That's right.
Many 19th and early 20th century American educators believed that too much learning in hot weather was bad for one's health and could result in heat exhaustion and injury, particularly for younger children whose minds were still developing.
Yeah.
Just too hot to think.
Too
hot,
hot
to learn.
To think.
Yeah. It's going to, I don't know, hurt your brain.
I'm a believer in that.
Yeah.
Have we debunked that or is that legit?
Because
I feel like it could be legit.
I don't think it's legit. But the extended summer break was also seen as a way for children and their teachers to rest and recover.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right. By the turn of the century, urban districts had managed to cut about 60 school days from the most sweltering part of the year.
There you go.
Rural schools soon adopted the same pattern so they wouldn't fall behind. And about 4% of public schools in the U.S. today use a balanced calendar that operates year-round with a shorter summer break but more small breaks throughout the year.
Really?
Yeah.
4%?
Not a lot, but some.
No, but that's that's more than a couple
of
districts. That's
Here in the U.S., depending on the region, summer break is approximately 2 to 3 months. Italy has one of the longest summer breaks in the world, lasting around 3 months from early June to early September. Other European countries with long summer breaks include Latvia,
Malta,
Hungary, and Spain. Yeah.
Okay.
In contrast, schools over in the U.K., Germany, and the Netherlands are only on summer break for about 6 weeks.
Keep it short.
Yeah. So what did you, when you lived in the U.K. and went to school there, what did you do during those 6 weeks? That's not a lot of time.
I don't know. You go on vacation, I guess.
Where did you, like what?
And to Portugal. I don't know. Went to different countries. I don't know.
in the Southern Hemisphere.
I don't know when I went. I remember going places. Yeah. I remember when it was. Okay. I was a kid, Sarah. Come on.
Right. In the Southern Hemisphere, the longest break in the educational calendar is in the end slash beginning of the year, because that's their summer, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah,
winter
right.
there now.
They're backwards. Yeah.
So during the Southern summer, it lasts up to 14 weeks from December to March.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's so, wouldn't that be so weird for January to be a summer month?
Yes.
I think moving January, to some place like that would be so...
It's hard to get used to.
It would be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because your seasons still come in order. It's just that the names are all backwards.
Right.
It's weird. I don't know how they do it. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the summer break?
Yeah, so we're going to play School's Out by Alice Cooper.
Oh, you got it. We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. It's Alice Cooper and School's Out. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about summer break and,
yes.
and why kids even have summer break in the first place.
Yeah, we learned a lot. To recap three things that we learned, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Go!
All right, summer break has its roots in urban, not rural schools.
In the 1800s, some schools were open up to 251 days per year.
And at one time, it was believed that learning in hot weather was bad for your health.
Bad for your brain specifically.
Yeah.
Bad for your brain.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Folks want to learn more about summer break, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
One of the things I've tried to teach my kids is that they need to appreciate summer break now, because
yes.
that is not something you get all year. I mean, your whole life.
Your whole life, right. It ends at some point.
It does. I mean,
yeah.
you get to high school, then maybe you'll have a job in the summertime. You get to college,
yeah.
you most definitely have a job in the summertime. And then after that, I mean, unless you're like in teaching or you know something like that, you're working year round. You'll never know what it's like
to have
10 weeks off again until you retire.
That's accurate. That's anyway. A good lesson to teach them.
Yeah, I like to crush their spirits and
do it
early.
Yeah.
All right, you coming back tomorrow? Folks want to learn more. You did that already. Okay, so you told everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Back tomorrow, 4:10, fresh episode.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Don't forget, you can catch this Wiki Corner podcast up on YouTube. Search Sarah's Wiki Corner. And you can also watch it live every day at 4:10 on our Facebook page. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather coming up next. Fleetwood Mac, Barbra Streisand, and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.